what one gets from college in general. And so besides learning this set of skills, et cetera, and learning from different disciplines in a liberal arts context, there's also the notion of learning how to learn, mm-hmm. or kind of like developing thinking strategies, learning strategies, curiosities that are more vague or difficult to define, I should say. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about those and if they influence the way you teach now.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I don't think anybody at any point in their college career says, "Oh, I've got to change how I learn," or they recalibrate, or you know, it's hard to be cognizant. So, looking back over, you know, my life as a student, both as an undergrad and in graduate school, and even now, I'm constantly learning things. The thing that strikes me is how much I learn from doing something not related to the thing I want to learn. This happens to me constantly where I'm mulling over something I'm not quite understanding or technical problem or what have you. And when I give my brain a chance to engage in something else, you know, whether it's even looking at the art on my walls in my office or whether it's having a political discussion with a student or a colleague, or even just walking around, it's amazing how that change in both physical setting but also mental setting kind of engages my brain to kind of use different muscles in that sense. I know that's not really how brains work, but to use different muscles and come to a better solution or come to a better understanding. And this was something that I've actually learned through my own experience, was that sort of starting off in the liberal arts, I almost need the liberal arts at this point in my life. I'm an avid classical musician. You know, I love art. I studied a little bit of art history in college, and it made me a big fan as an adult and as a post-college graduate. And I've come to learn that for me to be a productive and successful engineer and a productive and successful educator, I need these other things in my life to make full use of my brain, basically, and make full use of my brain power. And when I'm not doing those things, when I'm not playing music, when I'm not listening to music, when I'm not around art I like to look at, you know, it's very hard for me to be firing on all cylinders. So I guess almost the environment I began to learn in has really shaped how I even learn these days.